Hi, I'm Jason Rohde, and welcome to this brief talk I've entitled Introduction to Social Bookmarking. It's February 2007 as I record this, and the goal of this presentation is to briefly outline a few of the reasons why social bookmarking is important, as well as to share, to discuss the technology behind social bookmarking, and hopefully provide links to a couple of services that you can use to start social bookmarking today. The World Wide Web has rapidly begun to resemble what the inventor of the Internet, Tim Berners-Lee, envisioned as the read-write web. Berners-Lee said in reference to the Internet, and I quote, "The original thing I wanted to do was make it a place where all could meet and read and write," end of quote. When the Internet was first created, it was nothing more than a network of computers that researchers and government officials used to share data. But Berners-Lee had a greater vision for the Internet to be a place that would unite individuals from around the world and would bring them together. And today that's exactly what's happened. The Internet is a place for a wide array of communications to take place. Participation is no longer limited to only those who have sophisticated computer programming knowledge or the ability and resources to support and maintain expensive computer systems. Anyone today with access to the Internet can, with just a few keystrokes, set up a free website and begin communicating with others from around the globe. The use of the read-write web among American adults continues to grow. A 2003 survey by the Pew Internet and American Life Project found that more than 53 million American adults, or roughly 44% of adult Internet users, had used the Internet to publish their thoughts, respond to others, post pictures, share files, or otherwise contribute to the explosion of content that's available online. Today, the Internet really is all about you, just like the cover of Time 2007, January 1st edition. Time picked you to be the person of the year, and that it is so true. You have the ability to contribute and to make a difference in what the Internet is and resultingly what the world is today through the Internet. More and more today, we're defined online by the data or communication that exists about us in the online environment. This data online, it could be both data that we've created about ourselves, but it also could be data that others have created about us. So, for example, a blog. We may have a personal blog where we're contributing our thoughts, our ideas, and this adds to the body of knowledge available online about us. But also others may be contributing, commenting on those postings. And so very rapidly, the amount of information about us online, and that's it just grows, and that information helps to define us. So what is social bookmarking and why is it important in this day and age of information, and a day and age when information plays such a big part in defining us? Why is that information important, and why is social bookmarking important? Maybe you've heard about social bookmarking before, but you're a little unclear as to what it all entails. In the next few minutes, let me help unpackage the ideas behind social bookmarking a little better, maybe allow to, through this brief presentation, maybe clear up a few questions that you've had about social bookmarking. So first of all, why social bookmarking? Why did it come into existence? Why do we need to be concerned, or should we be interested in social bookmarking? Well, first of all, the volume of online information, it's enormous, and it continues to grow exponentially every day. We're living in a world today that's characterized by ubiquitous connectivity. We're connected 24/7, it seems, either by computer, cell phone, email, instant messaging, text messaging, and the list just could go on and on. We love to have answers at our fingertips. And Elliot Mazie was the first who I heard coin or use the term fingertip knowledge to refer to the use of the Internet and search engines to find any answer we're looking for whenever we need it. We're in the habit of looking for information online when we need it, and we need a way to quickly find information that we see as beneficial and helpful to us. As more and more technologies inundate our lives, these systems and processes need to work together and should be able to share data from among each other. It makes no sense to have different copies of information on different systems. In other words, we need systems that operate in conjunction with one another. We need a measure of interoperability in the systems and the processes that we use today. Now, I don't know about you, but I like to be notified when I have a new message or information available. We're used to being notified when we've received a new phone call or email, but couldn't we also be notified when new information that we are particularly interested in becomes available? Is that possible? Next, how about the ability to bring numerous different pieces of data together in a coherent fashion for easy access? The collection and organization of diverse bits of information is referred to as aggregation. And on the flip side, for producers of new information online, we want to be able to syndicate that information so that many different people can access and make use of it. And going one step further, the idea of distribution takes syndication to another level by actually delivering the content to users. Aggregators are key to distributing the data that RSS makes possible. We'll talk more about RSS in just a moment. All of these aspects of online communication bring us to the rationale behind social bookmarking, that is, folksonomy. A folksonomy, according to Wikipedia, is an internet-based information retrieval methodology consisting of collaboratively generated, open-ended labels that categorize content such as web pages, online photographs, and web links. A folksonomy is most notably contrasted from a taxonomy, in that the authors of the labeling system are often the main users and sometimes originators of the content to which the labels are applied. And RSS happens to be the backbone for social bookmarking, as well as for every most other Web 2.0 communication technologies. So what is RSS? Well, it stands for Really Simple Syndication or Rich Site Summary, depending on who you read. It's basically based on an XML file format that is universally readable by feed readers and podcatching software. And often you'll see either sometimes an RSS button or XML button on a website or blog that is enabled with RSS. Really, they often are used interchangeably. RSS refers to the process of aggregation and syndication, whereas XML is the file format for the RSS feed that makes this syndication and aggregation possible. So what does XML look like? Well, it's just simple code that has certain tags that an aggregator or feed reader is able to make sense of and to coherently show us new information, new links when it's available. Traditionally, we're used to browsing the internet and where we're pulling content off of the web. Say you have a computer and a friend of yours is an up-and-coming song artist and puts an MP3 file out there for the world to download to get a glimpse of her talent. Well, as a fan, you want to get a copy of that file and listen to it. And this has been posted on the internet for anyone to download. Well, first of all, you need to know where that file is located. So either this friend has to send you a link to this file, or you need to be able to search for it and find it one way or the other. Eventually, once you find that file, if you choose to download it, well, you click on it, and then you have the option to save it to your computer. Let's say it's a few weeks later, and it's time to complete your taxes, and you need a form from a government website to help finish your taxes. Well, you first of all have to find that form one way or the other, know where it's located, and after you locate it, either through clicking on it, going to the website, or searching for it, then you can download it to your computer. Well, let's say that it's several weeks have gone by, and you need to go back and get that form again, or that MP3 file that you downloaded, you somehow lost it, and you want to get another copy, or you want to refer a friend of yours to that song to download a copy for themselves. Well, you have to manually find that information again. It would be great if you could just bookmark it and have access to those bookmarks anywhere. And this applies to other types of files, such as a Word file, Excel file, so on and so forth. Any file that can be posted online, of course, you may want to bookmark it, not just downloading a copy, but know where that's located so that later on you can find that file again or refer someone else to that piece of information that you've located. Social bookmarking simply involves creating a list of favorites that doesn't reside on your individual computer, but rather can be accessed online. Think of your bookmarks or your favorites kind of as your library of online resources. And when you add a website, a blog, a podcast, a photo, a video, or any other resource to your list of favorites, you apply one or more tags to the bookmarked favorite. And that's where this idea of taxonomy comes in. This happens, what you see here, happens to be what is called a tag cloud for my personal bookmarks as of early 2007. And it's just a series of words. And each of these words that you see, I have used to tag one or more of my favorite websites using the free online tool Delicious. Now my list, or cloud of bookmarks, is held together by an XML file. This is a file that just knows the location of each of my bookmarks. And every time I bookmark a new site and I apply one or more tags to that website or other resource online, the XML file for my collection of bookmarks is automatically updated to include information regarding my new bookmark. And beyond that, every specific tag that I also have, it also has its own RSS feed. So if someone wanted to subscribe to all of the bookmarks that I have tagged, say movies, they could do so. And then every time I tagged a new resource with that keyword movies, it could show up in their aggregated list of bookmarks, of my list that they've subscribed to. And all of these bookmarks, they reside online, and I can access them from any computer. So I don't have to worry about ever losing them when I switch computers or if I have to make an upgrade on my computer. And what's also great about social bookmarking is that, with at least with Delicious, you can choose whether or not you want to have a bookmark be private. So there may be bookmarks that you only want to have access to, while others you want to share with others to access and take advantage of. Here's another look at my tag cloud using a neat free tool called Xtricious. And you put in an RSS feed or a Delicious account URL, and it creates an image that displays the tag clouds. And the tags that have been used more frequently, of course, are larger. There are different ways to look at social bookmarking. One is for different individuals to bookmark the same online resource with different tags. You and I may find the same website, blog posting, or maybe an image online, and we may find it to be very helpful, and maybe we both want to bookmark it, but maybe we have never even met, or we don't want to use the same tags. Well, we don't have to. We can each use whatever tags or labels will make it easy for us individually to find that resource again in the future. Tags are therefore unique to each individual user, and they can be created at any time. I don't have to think through all the tags and come up with a list of all the tags I'm ever going to use before I start bookmarking. I can make up these tags as I go along to add them to new resources. And within time, my list of tags and my directory only continues to grow. Well, another way that some view social bookmarking is for multiple individuals using shared tags to bookmark different online resources. For example, say that you and I and several others, we're all searching for some resources on educational technology, and maybe we agree upon a tag that we're all going to use. Well, we can be tagging different resources that we come across and be able to access in one click, basically, be able to see all of those bookmarks that we have tagged with that particular tag. And because of the aggregation capabilities of RSS, and because RSS really is the backbone of social bookmarking, we're then able to automatically receive access to this collection of various resources that different members of our team have bookmarked. So aggregation, therefore, is based upon use of a joint keyword. And yet another way to look at social bookmarking is that the tags that are used, they can be used as an index for all bookmarked pages. Social bookmarking software, like Delicious, collects the various tags that members of the community have used to bookmark different online resources, and then makes it possible to then easily search through all bookmarks by the tags used. So maybe you're looking for a resource rather than just searching and not knowing what to search for. If you kind of have an idea of a tag or a subject matter that you're looking for, this collection of bookmarks becomes a great search directory to look through. Here's a bookmarking search matrix. Shows just a bunch of different services that are out there, and there are many more beyond this. Some are more general, and some of these I've kind of listed as a little more scholarly. You may find other matrices out there that are similar to this. A couple of services that I just want to quickly point out that I personally use and have found very helpful. One is Delicious. It's spelled del.icio.us, but pronounced Delicious. And this is a great tool for just bookmarking your favorite websites or resources that you've come across. The second tool that I want to point out quickly is called Site You Like. And this is for bookmarking scholarly articles or literature, especially if you're in academia, if you're a researcher. This is a great tool where you can be bookmarking and sharing the articles and literature that you're coming across. Delicious is a great tool. You can go log on to Delicious at just going to del.icio.us, type in that URL, sign up for a free account, and basically you'll be walked through step by step after you set up an account how you can start bookmarking your own sites. While you're at Delicious, if you do a search for me, my username is JRHODE. You can see my Delicious account, and you can actually see all of the bookmarks, things that I've bookmarked and shared, and just a wide variety of different topics. Those will be listed there. That's a great tool to start using. There are some other ones out there. Furl is another one that I have used in the past. I've just found Delicious to be very easy to use. It's very popular, and I know that you'll enjoy using it as you give that a try. The other tool that I mentioned again was Site You Like. And again, you can log on. The URL is siteyoulike.org. And by going to that site, again, you sign up for a free account, and then you're able to start bookmarking different online articles maybe that you found that are of a more scholarly nature. You can search other contributors' bookmarks at this location. And you're not limited to only online articles, but you could actually build your literature library, if you will, your list of references. You could use this tool to make that available online so that others could find the articles, take a look at some of the literature you're reading, and actually add it to their library, these references as well. There's a lot of features to Site You Like, and maybe in a future talk I'll talk more specifically about that. But it's a great service to use, and while you're at Site You Like, if you do a search, again, my username at Site You Like is the same as my Delicious username, JRHODE. You can go there and you can see, by doing a search there, you can find the literature that I've recently tagged and bookmarked using this tool. For some more information about social bookmarking, we've put together a handout and some resources at the website that's listed here. If you head over to www.facdev.niu.edu, and if you click on the link for programs and then handouts, you'll find in that list a handout called Introduction to Social Bookmarking, and that'll bring you to this list of resources. I've also included a link in this slide that accompanies this audio here to access that. Also, I've put together some links to related resources about social bookmarking at del.ico.us/JRHODE/social bookmarking. So if you go to that URL, I've got some links about social bookmarking there. You can take a look and get a sense for what is possible with social bookmarking. Well, thanks for listening.